G'day everyone, Ian here, Ian Cath, walking along the South Bank Esplanades looking at people dressed up as furry animals. Huh, that's interesting. Well, this Christmas, these things happen. Well, how are you everybody? Hope you're having a fine time wherever you are. Is there anybody else out there who's from Brisbane? I've done some searches on Audioboo, but it seems to be pretty quiet. I seem to be pretty well the only one around. There has been another fellow who's done a few Audioboos, but I haven't heard boo from him lately. Ha! Haven't heard boo from him. That's a joke, Joyce. Anyway, I've been back from down south, my trip away, and over the weekend I went up and spent a couple of days with my mum. My sister came up from Sydney with her daughter, and we had a little bit of a early Christmas gathering with mum, mainly because my sister and family are going to be overseas over Christmas, so we want to spend a bit of time with mum. While we're up there, we went to a second-hand opportunity shop. My daughter loves going through clothes and seeing what bargains, what gems for her wardrobe she might be able to find. So we went to this place, and it just happens to be down the road from where I did my apprenticeship at the Toowoomba Foundry. I did my apprenticeship from 77 to 81, and I worked in the pattern shop. Now, I've spoken a little bit about my trade in, when was it? I think it was way back in February, Audio Month. Yeah, so I'm a pattern maker by trade, and I remember very, very clearly my very first day at work. I was not even 17, no, I was still 16 at the time. And I remember walking up to the single personal access door and stepping through that door and stepping down three steps and seeing a pattern to my left and going, wow, isn't that amazing? And I'm going to build one of these one day. And I was in the awe of this big workshop with probably 25 men working in it and massive racks of timber and big machines, millers and lathes and all woodworking gear, because it's a timber trade, even though it's in the metal industry. And I've revisited that story many times. I've said that story to you before here on Audioboo, and I've said it to many people, that I step through the door and I go down three steps and I see the pattern to my left. Now, a little bit more detail. It's a tan brick coloured building with this doorway in it. There is a reason for me telling you this, so bear with me, please, dear Audioboo listener. And beside it, a metre to the left, there's a big roller door, which the forklifts moved all of the different bits of kit in and out that we needed. But I very clearly remember stepping through that door because the foreman's tables on the right-hand side and the actual benches were in three rows in front of me. So I remember very clearly the big, massive, 3 metre by 1 metre surface table directly in front of the door. Remember it very, very clearly. Anyway, the other day when I was in Toowoomba, I went over to have a look at the foundry. Because unfortunately, even though the foundry started 1870, 1880, which by Australian terms is ancient, because here in Queensland, well, Brisbane wasn't even settled until 1824. So, something in Toowoomba, which is away from Brisbane, being around since the 1880s or so, is ancient. So it's a very old piece of industry. So it's been around for a long time, but for one thing and another, and I think mainly because they didn't keep up with the times, which is great for my training because I learned a lot of old skills, but unfortunately they didn't keep with the times and they went, well, they got sold and bought and broke. And about 12 months ago I went up for auction, the whole site, and I believe all of the equipment's been stripped out of it. I'd love to jump the fence with a camera and go and explore it all, I really would. But it's now basically a brown site, an industrial wasteland. And it's really quite sad and tragic if you like things industrial, and considering I spent 4 of my formative years there. So I thought I'd go over and have a look. And I looked in through the gate and there was all the weeds growing up in amongst the bitumen, and the fences are rusting and the barbed wire is falling down, and there's a mangy mutt roaming around it, sort of pretending it's his own private property. And it's sad. And I looked across to the pattern shop, because the pattern shop's just inside the very front gate. And just opposite the gate was a little security guardhouse, first aid officer. So just inside the front gate is the pattern shop. And I looked in through the wire fence, and there was the big roller door that I mentioned to you, that all the machinery and everything got moved in and out. And beside it was the brick wall. Just the brick wall. No doorway. Where's the door? Where's that door that led to the steps, that led to the workshop, that the pattern was beside? Where's the door? It's not there. Has it been filled in? Now, if you fill in a brick doorway, you can see it. Unless you tear the whole wall down, and even then, you're not going to get replacement bricks that are exactly the same. Where's the door? There is no door. There never was a door. I made it up. My memory was faulty. I created, for 30 years, I've been, in my mind, stepping down those stairs through that doorway. And for 30 years, I've been faulty. I heard it said a little while back that the only memory that is accurate is the memory that's never been recalled. Because the moment you recall a memory, you can't help but recall it incorrectly. And then by remembering it, you reinforce it in its new incorrect modality. And if you recall it enough times, like Chinese whispers, you're going to wander off onto some weird memory that's just maybe got absolutely nothing to do with reality. And guess what, folks? That's the truth. That's what happened here. And it's just, you know, like it was like a kick in the guts. Like, where's the door? And I'm going to use as the cover art for this audio boo the photograph that I took. I actually shoved my hand with my phone through the mesh fence and took a photo of this wall. There should be a door there. I can see this door so clearly in my mind's eye. You know, I could mark it out with chalk on that wall, exactly where it's supposed to be and how many steps go down. And I'm wrong. I would have sworn on everything I believe right that doorway was there. I would have sworn. And if the building had been knocked down, I would have argued tooth and nail that I was correct. But to see it and to know I'm wrong, wow. It's quite humbling. It's quite humbling. What else do I not get right? What else am I in error with? Memories, opinions, all these corruptions of life. What else am I wrong about? One thing I've learnt as I got older, back when I was 20, 21, I thought I knew friggin' everything. And as I get older, I just realise how little I know, how little I remember. It's, yeah, wow. What can I say? I am blown away by how incredibly incorrect I am. And from what the psychologists say, we all do this. We all create memories all the time. Not remember memories, create memories, new memories, memories that never existed, and we believe they are true. And we're wrong. Maybe for that reason, that's why I like Audio Boo, because it captures that moment. It captures those moments when I'm walking around Alexanderplatz in Berlin on my last day, listening to some guys playing some sort of weird bagpipes and drums, hearing the foot traffic. When you record an audio, you've got more than just a faulty remembering. You've got something that is real and tangible, and also helps to take me back to the emotions that I felt at those times. Yeah, maybe that's why. Because I'm only human, and I've got a crap memory, as it turns out, a really crap memory. So, what happened on that first day at work back in 1977? I'm buggered if I know. I've got no bloody idea. It's certainly not what I've been telling everybody for 30 years. Hey, that's life, isn't it? Hope you're doing well, everybody. Hope you're having a good time in your little part of the world. And thanks for being in mine. Catch you around sometime, eh? Bye-bye for now.